hold a moment of water to get the
right
And what does Miss Griff wash hers with? What's this cloth that she uses to wash with?
Dishwasher.
What does she dry them with?
Towel.
Does she have anything special? A special kind of towel that she uses?
Dish towel.
Okay. What do you call that you wash your face with?
Wash rag.
Okay, and when you're taking a bath?
Huh?
When you're taking a bath and you get ready to dry off, what do you dry on?
Bath towel.
Okay. In the house, when you turn on the water pipe, the kitchen sink, what's this thing that you're turning on?
Okay.
And if I said it was so cold last night that our water pipes what?
Full.
Okay. If you stuck a pin in a balloon, you would say it. Now, balloon's been blown up. You stick a pin into it, what happens?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I hear something I bet you'll enjoy telling me about, because I don't know anything about it. Years ago, people used to buy flour in bigger containers than they do now.
Yeah.
How did they buy them then?
Well, back when I was there, a man would take a wagon, go to town, and buy a barrel of flour. One barrel.
How much was in a barrel?
196 pounds.
Wow.
And they'd lay it on the wagon and put a log chain around it and bring it home.
How long would that much last?
Lasts about 12 months for a good size family.
The roof didn't get in it?
No, it didn't.
How did they keep it out?
I don't know.
And there's something else that you probably thought that they don't see too much of doing. What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in a big batch?
You come in barrels.
Okay. What about lard?
Lard come in 5 gallon cans.
What do you call those 5 gallon cans?
Lard is a 50 pound can.
50 gallons.
50 pound
stands.
Okay. If I had a little Coca-Cola bottle and I was trying to pour water in it and I didn't want to spill it all over everything, how could I keep it from spilling? What could I use?
Bottle.
Okay. You don't see people using that much anymore either, do you? Here's something I bet you can tell me about. Did you ever have horses hitched up to a wagon?
Have hitched up to a wagon?
To take your faces?
Yeah.
Well, how did you get the horses to go on if they wouldn't listen to you when you tell them to giddy up? What did you do to them?
I made them go.
How did you make them?
I always had a switch. And I told them to really go.
Okay. Well, what would you do to them if they didn't go? Okay. If you went to the grocery store and you were buying some food, what would you put it in? So you could bring it home.
Sack.
What kind of sack? What do they use now?
Paper sack.
Okay. And there's a lot of other kinds of sacks. How was a large amount of sugar packed a long time ago?
100 pounds. 100 pounds.
Cloth sacks.
Okay. Cloth sacks.
What's this kind of sack that's made out of cloth that's kind of brown looking? It comes in different sizes. What kind of they have food in them, I think. No, maybe.
That's tool sack you told me.
Mm-hmm. And they eat pickles. They can use them.
Now, sugar sack's a different thing from that. Sugar sack was a cotton sack made out of cotton ball. And